the Lies of the Third Temple, Part 91. I'm Professor Honest Redlingheids of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, please contact us per WhatsApp 0722-367-124, that's plus 27, our international code. Or either go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, you are very, very welcome. But it's necessary to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you have missed quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel to be able to receive the notifications of all the other studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at least have a 1611 King James Bible ready, pen and a writing pad. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Honest. Hallelujah. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing unto you in the wonderful name of Yahushua. Now we can continue where we left off last week. Now the research, the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, makes the following statement. We're still using the Temple Institutes in Jerusalem, all their information. The following is an extract from the Constitution of the Jerusalem Temple Foundation. Now this is what is going to happen, and I want you to take note seriously of what is said. Also in the sequence, certain things has been said. Purposes. A. To undertake research into the history of holy places in Israel. B. To provide scientific means and equipment for the effective investigation of such places and the archaeological sites. C. To study the religious, political, economical, social, cultural, and ethnic aspects and implications of these investigations and explorations. D. To advance the learning and application of the scriptures. E. To work for the safeguarding and preservation of the integrity of the holy place in Israel and the restoration with special emphasis on the Temple Mount. F. To provide a forum for authoritative decisions or matters falling with the foundation scope of interest. G. To publish the results and records of his discussions and research in order to endow the public with a wider knowledge of the holy place and archaeological sites of Israel. H. To launch worldwide competitions for the design and construction of suitable edifices and similar projects in Israel. So they don't use the Bible. They launch competitions. I. To raise funds for the promotion and development of these and aligned activities. It is true that most of the Temple Mount activists view the matter in a more nationalistic than religious terms. They see the Temple Mount as part of the land of Israel. They believe that until the Mount is in Israel's control, then Israel does not have complete sovereignty over its country. One of the poets, Uri Zvi, Z-V-I, Greenberg wrote, "Israel without a mount is not Israel. Who controls a mount controls the land of Israel." The faithful of the Temple Mount under the leadership of Israel military hero and patriot Gershon Salomon issued the following, a Jewish prayer for all people. Now we must listen to this. The faithful of the Temple Mount have provided a prayer which they feel that all true believers in the God of Israel can pray. I never see them using any Hebrew names referring to God or Yahushua. A prayer of the nation from the faithful of the Temple Mount, Jerusalem. Now listen to it. Our Father, which art in heaven, guard the children of all nations who perform thy will and fear thy great name. Now great name, great small letter, name small letter. At least that should have been capital letters. Bestow upon them thy blessings and prosperity, and brotherhood and peace installed in the hearts of all the faithful, that thou art alone, G-D. Now he says G, capital G, hyphen, D. No, God. He doesn't want to say God. You see, they think when they say, because the Bible says they're not to utter the name of God, of Yahweh, they're not to utter the name of God. No, no. That's when you come to the tetragrammaton. God is not a tetragrammaton. G-O-D is three letters. The tetragrammaton, Yod, Hei, Vav, Hei, is four letters. But you cannot pronounce it because it's not a word. But God is a word, and now they write G-D. No, you can write God, because God is not his name. God means object of worship. God actually in Hebrew means Elohim, so they should have used alone. Thou art alone Elohim. They don't even know their own language. Install in the heart of all the faith that thou art, at least thou, they've got a capital H, a T, thou art alone God in heaven above and on earth below. Let all men call on thy name and serve thee with individual, undivided hearts. Let all men call on thy name. Is that now Muslims and also Hindus, Buddhists? Let all men. Bring near the day on which a multitude of nations will go forth and say, a multitude of nations. You see the influence of New Age. The New Age perspective is that we all serve the same God. We don't. I don't serve the same God as a Buddhist, or a Muslim, or a Hindu, or a Catholic, or even as a Protestant, or as the Jews. They serve any God. I serve Yahweh, my Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth. Come, let us go to the mount of the Lord. The Lord, L-O-R-D. Just tell me, these are supposed to be Hebrew people. How can they use the name Lord? In the whole of the Old Testament, there was never a word like Lord. Lord comes from the word kurios and theos, which is a Greek word, not even a Hebrew word. It's a Greek word that the Catholics has used. That means sun god, Nimrod, Ra, Zeus, Isis. And then in the 13th century, they created the name Lord from Theos and Kyrios, which is Greek words, nothing to do with Hebrew. They don't even know their own language, history. Come, let us go to the mount of the Lord, to the house of the G-D, which is God, of Jacob. Jacob never knew a God? No. Jacob knew Yahweh, his Elohim. And he will teach us on his way, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall go forth the law. The law. But the law has been redundant. The Bible says, Hebrews 7 verse 11 to 26 says, that the laws, the 613 laws of Moses, are redundant. It's redundant. They had their time. Now they want the laws to relive. If they want a third temple, what are they going to use in the form of a covenant, Ark of the Covenant? Are they going to make a replica? For out of Jehovah shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord. Word should have been a capital W. Word of the Lord, L-O-R-D, from Jerusalem. And out of Zion shall go forth the law, the 613 laws of Moses. And the word of the Lord. It's not the word of the Lord. It should be the word of Yahweh. How come that we in the 21st century, as former Gentiles, not understanding the laws of Moses, not understanding the different sacrifice and the feast, but came to the knowledge of the word through 56 years of research in the eschatology, and also in with the revelation of the revelation names, such as Yahweh and Yahashua and the Ruach HaKodesh, Elohim Hashim. How come that we who were Gentiles knows the true meanings of the words and letters that the rabbis in Israel, who's promoting a third temple, was supposed to know and promote, and they don't, because they don't have the knowledge. You see, because the moment that they started using Hebrew names, they're going to lose their Protestant audience and their Catholic audience. Do we understand that? And they're going to lose their income. And that must never happen. That must never happen. It's all about the money, the infrastructure. We will see as we go along how they promote money. So again, from out of Zion shall go forth the law. No. There was a time that the law went out, but the blood of Yahashua has stopped everything in its tracks. He brought a new covenant, and that's why it's called a New Testament. Why? Because the Old Testament is redundant. It had its time. I don't say we must throw the Old Testament of the Bible away. There's a lot of things to learn from it. But that's not the rock that I'm built upon. But to these Jews, these Orthodox Jews, to them it is the rock of salvation. It's the laws of Moses. Why do they want to build a third temple? It's for Yahashua to come and sit in the temple and offer offerings. We saw that before already. But they don't accept Yahashua today as the Messiah or Redeemer, or even the Shua, because Yeshua means Savior, Redeemer. And like I said before, you can't have HaMessiah or Messiah and Yeshua together. Because a HaMessiah or Messiah means Savior still to be born. And that's what the Orthodox Jews believe. The Savior, the Yahashua, must still be born. So you can't be the HaMessiah and the Yeshua, because Shua means Savior and a Redeemer. And that's why to us, He is Yahashua. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Ay, 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 ay. Save thy gospel, or let me, sorry, save thy people Israel in the Holy Land. Save thy people in Israel in the Holy Land, and grant her sons the strength to withstand the foe who rise against them. Open the eyes and the heart of their neighbors, that they should know that only in Israel peace will they enjoy peace. Let them understand that the word of GD came, that's not God, came to the forefathers of this nation to grant them this land. Listen, let them understand that the word, they should have said Yaffa, because they can't even use the Hebrew word Yod Hei Vav Hei, four letters. It's not a name. But Yod Aleph Hei Vav Aleph Hei, six words, Yaffa. Now your tetragrammaton becomes a word, and the tetragrammaton doesn't means God, neither does it say God. How many times have they say that the tetragrammaton is the name of God? It's not the name of God. It's four letters, it's not a name. And you can put any letter in Hebrew, whatever you like, into Yod Hei Vav Hei, and it can't make a name, except you put Yod Hei, Yod Aleph Hei Vav Aleph Hei. Then you have the name Yaffa. Until tomorrow morning, if it's Yaffa's will. Maranatha. Yahshua's coming back again. Hallelujah.